Hi, this is Dawn Shireen, and this is my podcast, Dance Being Bipolar. Well, it's another Sunday afternoon, and after church, and hanging on the mountain, not as far up as I normally go, but nonetheless, on the mountain, literally landed where I fell, but kind of just stayed there, too, on my billy goat up the mountain, and, you know, like, literally, any place is as good as another, for the most part, when it comes up here, and the higher you get to the top, the windier it gets. So, I'm just kind of like, I'm kind of almost sitting in the middle of a trail. But, you know, sometimes you just got to sit in the middle of the trail. And, as opposed to the last podcast where there was fire all around, there's still maybe fire. I haven't heard what the containment is. However, it is, a different day than that day was. And I'm grateful for that. There were people who did lose their houses in that fire. You look it up online, the tunnel fire in Flagstaff, Arizona. And it got pretty bad. And then it snowed. And I had prayed for snow. Because I know that snow is heavier. Yeah. Snow is lighter than rain. And it will cause less erosion on the fire scar and stuff. And Friday, I was having, we'll just get into this, but Friday I was having another day of just being absolutely overwhelmed and skipped prayer and was trying to clean up the stuff in the room while the roommate was out so I didn't have to have her interjections or just disapproving glances or just being there. So I was trying to get my side of the room organized, and I looked outside and it was snowing. I mean, and it was like really snowing. And it seemed to have probably turned the fire for just that. I really don't know how long it snowed for, because I was super busy trying to get stuff taken care of and rushing so that, you know, I wouldn't be in her way, which is seeming to be a continual mental problem I'm having. And it snowed. So I can't, you know, I would like to think that, you know, God heard me and made it snow. And maybe he did. However, it's probably just more of a meteorological thing, because when I worked the tinder fire here in Flagstaff, I'm not sure how many years ago now, 6 maybe, I don't remember, and the way that fire ended was by snow too, at around the same time of year, truthfully. So, wow, that's weird, I never thought about it. I wonder if these fires ran the same dates. Anyway, so there's that. But it's beautiful, a little bit of wind, and, you know, I was sitting here eating my lunch with short sleeves, well, my sleeves rolled up, but short sleeves, and now I guess the sun must be moving just a little bit behind me, maybe? I'm not sure. I know the shadow on the phone is getting less. I can actually kind of see it, so either way, the sun is moving, and it's not cold, but it's definitely not as comfortable as it was when I first fell up the mountain into this place. So, I've been busy, guys. I've been super duper busy. And even this time, which I literally need this time away from everything to just, like, regroup. Because, as you all know, the house is just, like, basically utter chaos. Though, you know, it's different now I'm upstairs. However, there's still stuff. And this morning I was caught off guard by something really petty and just did not need to happen at the time that it happened at, but it did. And I do not feel as if I overreacted, although I am sure that that is a story that will be told, and I really could give a shit. I acted on the accusation and immediately rectified the situation to the best of my ability. And I went to go teach Sunday school. Now, what I come back to could be utterly lies, chaos, backstabbing, and slander, you know, and I'm fully expecting that, knowing or starting to really understand the seedy side of discipleship. And I think I'm going to go there. So, what would be the seedy side of discipleship? Well, that would be people who are claiming to be disciples that are actually Satan's minions. Yeah, I just said that. And how would you know? Well, the funny thing is that you wouldn't know, because according to even the Bible itself, Satan knows the Bible better than any saint. right? Not better than God himself, not better than Jesus, but better than any saint. And some of these people in this house certainly have inferiority complex, but it's the exact opposite of that. They're egotistical and really think that their shit don't stink, you know? And I feel like today, on a personal level, that they try to bait me when things are starting to, I don't even know if it's, like, get better for me. Like, I'm just getting more responsibility. And, you know, if they want to be jealous of that, then, you know, that's really their problem. However, the fact that they try to get me to act ways that are not within the realms of what being a disciple is, you know, is really suspect. So I'm not going to really get into what the incident was today, but just needless to say, oh my gosh, these past couple days have been just whirlwind crazy, and, you know, crazy good, but nonetheless crazy, and I've been working really hard on the show again, and booking guests, and you guys are in for a bunch of interesting conversations starting in May. I have to actually look at my calendar, because as well as I know, I'm missing what I'm supposed to be doing today. However, I think that I booked them all in May. And, so I've been busy doing that, and I just want you all to know that booking guests is not as cut and dry as it sounds. Now, sometimes it is. You connect with a guest, and you guys are like, this day, this time, like, yeah, yeah, and boom, it's done, and it's solid, right? For the most part, it is not like that. It is going back and forth over his emails, over his days sometimes, trying to coordinate schedules and time zones. And it can be time consuming and sometimes frustrating, and always worth it, because every guest that I've ever had a problem booking has always turned into a wonderful conversation that I am so glad that I persevered. Oh, that's a Bible word today, perseverance. Anyway, that I persevered for and didn't give up and, you know, actually got the show. So, you know, but I just want you all to know that it's, sometimes it's just really frustrating, and then sometimes, you know, you think you got things straight, and then they come back with a list of demands, right? Because I'm Joe Rogan and making $1 million per show that I can pay my guests, right? No, guys, no, I can't pay you. I can't pay my guests. Anyway, there's not a whole lot of money coming into Dancing with Bipolar as revenue, and I am absolutely okay with that. This is not a sponsorship plea by any chance. If you want to sponsor the show, hit me up. I'm more than willing to talk. But, there's that. And then, And then, of course, there's homework. You know, the discipleship program is, it's a no slack deal, man. It's homework and homework and theology and more homework and Bibles and breathing. Yeah, sometimes breathing and praying and praising and worship and all of it, you know? And, you know, considering what I'm paying for it, you know, it's a pretty good deal. However, right, there are days and weeks where it's just like, is it ever going to stop? Like, can I have a day, right, like this to just chill without any books and without any Bible apps and without any worship music and without any bullshit and just chill, you know? And I got it right now, right? So I'm grateful for this. And but, you know, there's that. And then there's that combined with something stupid and petty, combined with having obligations that need to get done above and beyond what's normal, setting my schedule way off kilter, and then having the added responsible stress of being allowed to teach Sunday school. And today was just a a head-on collision, basically, is a good way to put it, of stress, bullshit, minions, and lack of preparation, all just kind of hitting together at a four-way intersection, and I guess we all survived, but I was pretty upset when I went to Sunday school. I didn't go to Sunday. I teach Sunday school, guys, by the way. Okay, I'm not going to. I teach Sunday school. So, yeah, I'm going to Sunday school. Maybe that's what I need to do. Maybe that's the answer. I need to go to Sunday school. Oh, okay. But anyway, oh man. So I don't remember what I was saying. That's so funny. Maybe that really is, like, what I need to do is just go to Sunday school. But today was a culmination of all that, and it was rough, you know. And I got to church, and I was frazzled, and I wasn't even sure that I had grabbed everything I needed to, because I had to do this quick change bed thing because of a comforter. I just went into it anyway, because of a comforter situation, and whoever this, they couldn't wait until I got back because it was so important to make a bed that's never made ever this morning. So, okay, there's that. Anyway, so I got to Sunday school, and I felt severely underprepared for this lesson that I can almost guarantee that if I go back now and Google it and look for, like, adult sermons on it, you know, like on YouTube and stuff, that I'm probably not going to find any that are specifically about what this Sunday school lesson was about. So I didn't fake it till I made it, because I actually had read the corresponding book and verse, which was a lot, you know, 30 chapters, and oh my gosh, right there alone, like, it's like, just saying that out loud is just like, it's so funny, because it's like, yeah, I'm going to teach 30 chapters to a bunch of 6 and 12 year olds, and they're going to totally understand about the strategies and, you know, I can't even remember, the Sihedrin, the Syrandrin, whatever, and oh my gosh, you know, it's funny, I can't remember the word right now either, though I made the kids say it 80,000 times today. That's funny, that's a blank, and the word perseverance, basically, and that's so funny, I can't think of it, and I'm like, wow, I should stop this podcast right now and look it up. But no, if you look up Sadducees, and that word will come right after it, pretty much. Yep, anyway, I'll put it in the show notes, because I can't remember it right now. Oh my gosh, so there's that, and then, sorry guys, too much pressure, and, so there's that, and then, the Sihedrin, there we go, and, something like that, it's close enough. So last night, and I don't normally, like, on Saturdays, because I do know I generally teach Sunday school every third Sunday, I try to really keep Saturdays to myself, because it's like, a lot of other people in the house go to worship on Saturday, right? So it's kind of like a nice break from the other stuff that goes on in the house, and people, I'm not going to lie, and people, and attitudes, and just constant jabbering and the no silence thing, you know, which kind of gets on me sometimes. So I have phones on Saturday, and then I usually just book it upstairs while everybody else goes and does worship and and CR, which is where I'm going with this. And so last night I had to go to CR last night, because I was kind of told I had to go to CR last night, which I'm grateful I went, because the person who was our guest speaker was the mental health champion for the state of Arizona for Celebrate Recovery, which, what does that mean? I still don't know. I kind of know. It basically means that he is the dude that is like the main dude for all the other mental health champions in the state of Arizona. And what is a mental health champion? They basically are the bridge, I guess is an easier way to put it, between the people with mental health that come into CR. They're like the buffer, the welcome mat. I like that. The welcome mat to the people with mental health that come into CR. And the dude was amazing. I mean, I really enjoyed his talk and I connected with him. So he may be on the show at some point in time. I'm working on it, but that's not the main gist of what I'm saying. But yeah, I'm going to try to get him on so he can talk about his story with bipolar disorder and what it's like from a male perspective with bipolar disorder. Because dudes, I don't really have enough of you on, and it would be kind of really amazing if, you know, some of you would be willing to step up and just come on the show and talk about what it's like to have bipolar from a male perspective. And I'll give all this stuff at the end. Anyway, so, although I normally wouldn't have wanted to go to CR, I was glad I was somewhat kind of forced to go to this one. Well, the problem lies in after that the person I was riding with had to go to worship. Okay, now, don't get me wrong, I don't mind singing, okay, gospel worship songs are great. that's not very convincing, is it? They're great. I'm just burnt, you know, I'm burnt. And I've been burnt all week, and I was burnt last night after the CR thing, and I was really ready just to go home and get ready for my Sunday school lesson, but that did not happen. So we stayed at worship until, you know, 8:30-ish or so, which I know sounds like really early, and it really is early in any other world except this one. 8:30 in our world is like half hour before lights out. So, you know, we made it back, and, you know, of course I'm all discombobulated because, first of all, I'm usually not bobulated, right? I mean, as you guys know, I'm usually running a little off kilter anyway. So I'm totally not bobulated. I come back in. My room is, well, of course, her side of the room is perfect. And, you know, my side of the room is, oh, well, Dawn lives over there, right? So it's like organized chaos, even though I cleaned all day, right? And that is why I can't find anything because it's clean. So we get back from all this shenanigans and stuff, and I'm tired, and I'm trying to, you know, read Acts 5, 12 through 42, and I'm failing pretty miserably, and I literally fall asleep, you know, which is like, hey, kind of normal. And I had my alarm set for 5:30 this morning, which was kind of brilliantly smart, and got up about, you know, 5:45, which is still pretty good, made some coffee upstairs because we have a Keurig, thank God, and you know, started preparing for my Sunday school lesson, you know, and then breakfast, and then shower, and then gotta be at the door by 9:15, and breakfast doesn't get served until 7:30, so just put that together, and so I opt out of breakfast all the time and just take a shower. So, you know, in the meanwhile, this whole comforter thing is going on, and I'm like, well, I've got a whole 10 minutes to get out of the house, and you want me to do what? Because you don't have to go anywhere because you are one of the entitled ones in the house who gets away with murder, kind of, basically. And this is where the whole minions of Satan thing come into play, because this person can recite the Bible upwards, backwards, forward, you know, on her head, on a tricycle, with monkeys. And I'm like, you're not very nice, you're not very kind, you're not very gracious, and you actually have absolutely no sense of decorum whatsoever. You know? But you can quote scripture day and night. So, I'm not sure. I'm really not sure. I just know when I go home tonight, today, this afternoon, soon, that I'm gonna play the ignore game as well as I possibly can, because legitimately, there's absolutely no reason for me to interact with this person whatsoever. She's not on staff. She's not somebody that literally has any control over me whatsoever. She can try to be a bitch to me all she wants, and she's very successful at being a bitch, but it doesn't mean that I don't have to take it. I have a case manager, and I have other people that, if they want to boss me around, that can do so. She's not one of them. So her little bullshit tirade this morning just kind of really set her up for failure, because I ain't lifting a finger for her, you know? I don't have to. I don't want to help Satan. It's not my deal, man. I'm not playing that game anymore. I'm done with being nice to people who are just evil. Straight out evil. And I don't know anywhere that it says I have to cater to them, you know, or become their slave. I don't think anywhere it says that. It just says I have to be loving towards them. And me being loving is sometimes just ignoring you. And, you know, and not throw myself under the bus. So I'm thinking that's probably what I'm going to do. The Sanhedrin. There we go. Okay. Thank you. So, anyway. So, that's where I'm at. That's where I'm at. You know, it's a beautiful day. I'm watching a bird just catch the wind and just glide above me. And, you know, some days I just really wish that I wish a lot of stuff. But, I don't know what I wish for, actually. I mean, I wish some days that I could just, like, up and leave this program and just put all this behind me, too, and be where the next step is where I need to be at without doing all the legwork. And I know that's not going to ever happen because I can get there. Actually, you know, I don't know. I don't think you can get anywhere without taking the proper steps to get to it. So who am I fooling? You know, I could book out of here any day I want to. I've got free will. But where am I going to wind up at? That's the problem, you know, because I want to wind up a little bit better than what I came in at. And that doesn't really seem like it'd be that far a jump. It could be, you know, it could be. And so this thing with CR, with the mental health champion and everything like that, I kind of said okay, although I wasn't actually formally asked. It was just kind of innuated that it was innuated very strongly that they want me to do that for this CR group in Flagstaff. And, you know, why not? You know, I mean, all right, so I'll just switch my schedule up a little bit. And I'll have to figure some stuff out. We'll have to figure some stuff out because I totally can't do this by myself without a car and all that good stuff. And they'll have to switch chores, which could be, that could be the problem. And, you know, but why not? You know, I'm already doing this with you guys and I'm already helping as many people as I can on the show, just by being my wonderful, wonderful self. And, and if I can help more people by telling my story and just letting y'all know that there is another side to the other side, there's always another side to the side. Okay. Just remember that there's always another side. And, you know, and you can get to it. And just like I was teaching the kids today, and somehow it always seems to tie in together, doesn't it? Perseverance is just not giving up, you know, even when it gets hard and even when you don't see any point in doing it anymore, but you know that there's an end that you want to get to. And by just stopping, you're not going to get to that end. You got to keep on going, man. Like I told the kids, forward motion only, because once you start backpedaling, you're screwed. You're legitimately screwed. And even if it just means you have to stand still for a little while before you can forward move, that's okay too. Just don't go backwards. Yeah, backwards is no good. But maintaining is fine. Maintaining is totally fine. And forward movement is best. You know, that's what I think. So anyway, I'll keep you guys more informed of this next possible hat I'll be wearing. And which, you know, I don't even know what it entails. I'm already doing this show, and I do my research on bipolar and other diagnoses enough to kind of be in the loop as to, like, what's new and what they mean, actually. Although, I am booking a guy in the show who has some three-letter diagnoses that, although I looked it up, and I can't remember what the NPL, I think, or something like that, something like that. Sorry, Soslin, I can't remember what it is right now. But he is booked, and he'll be on the 21st of May. So, you know, I'm always more than willing to learn about the diagnoses that are going on out there so that we can better reach everybody that has a mental health diagnosis and who wants to know that they're not alone. Because I don't really care what your diagnosis is. As long as you're in this posse, you're covered, man. Okay, we got you. And there's no shame. Okay, there's no shame here. There's no bullying in this group. posse. I have a group. It's just, it's not very, you know, in order to run a group, you have to actually be, like, in it and doing stuff with it. And I have a group by name, but, yeah, this discipleship's taking a lot of my time. And that's okay, because at the end of this year, I will have made all these proper steps to get to what the next thing is, and I don't know if it's going to have to do with CR. I don't know if it's going to have to do with some other kind of outreach missionary work with people with bipolar disorder in these countries that I'm ranking in that are just crazy to me, actually. And while I'm saying that, let me give a shout out to the Philippines, Qatar, Kyrgyzstan, Kazakhstan. Of course, my Mongols always, even though I haven't ranked there in a minute, I know you guys are having some struggles, so I still love you. I love my Mongols. I love you all, actually, you know, and it doesn't matter if I rank in your country or not. It's just a statusy thing, and I don't know. It's just funny. I'm not really much of the statusy thing. However, I do look every day to see the charts and be like, wow, who am I reaching today? So that's kind of more of what it is for me. I don't really give a shit about the numbers. I mean, I mark them down and I let you guys know the highlights of them just to let you all know that, you know, we are riding strong. But as far as, like, egotistically getting t-shirts with, like, my milestones on it, that's not really going to happen. If you guys want to make them, though, and send me one or two or six of them, I wouldn't say no, but, that's not how I roll, guys. I got my stuff on, TeePublic if you are looking for Dense with Bipolar swag. It's out there if you want it, but I don't push it, you know? It's just not my deal. The fact that I know you guys listen and that I help and that I get the emails and the things that reaffirm that I am absolutely in the right place at the right time, that's all I need. That's all I need. So, there might be another feather in the cap at some point in time, and I might become the mental health champion for Flagstaff, Arizona, Celebrate Recovery. Still kind of pending, but I just kind of put it out there, so I'm going to say that's probably true. it's probably true. And, yeah, I know I'm just, it's chill right now where I am, and it's just so good to laugh. It's so good to laugh. And just be out of danger and out of bullshit for a minute and out of somebody else's busyness and out of conflict and just be at peace, you know? Because it is beautiful here. And I forget sometimes in all the hubbub of my life that this still exists, this peace of mind and... Yeah. Peace of mind. Anyway, I don't know if there's anything else I was going to tell you. Again, you can hit me on, the booking. That's at matchmaker.fm. If you guys are part of it, you can hit me up there to get booked for the show. You can also hit me up at dancewiththebipolar@yahoo.com or dancewiththebipolar.com. There's a contact list. There's a contact sheet there. I'm actually thinking of setting up a Calendly or whatever those things are. I tried it before and I really just didn't understand what the hell I was doing. And I can't say it's going to be any different this time. But I'm thinking I need to do it to keep stuff straight because, I'm booking pretty heavy right now. So, which is good for you guys because you get to hear somebody else beside me jabber. And we get to all learn. And I think that's a good thing. I think that's it for now, guys. I love you all. You know that. Anyway, this is Dawn Shireen, and this is my podcast, Dance with Bipolar, and hey, let's all stay alive, okay? Later.